Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network. And the ministry this evening, New Beginning. Oh, wow. In the world, but not of the world. Ambassadors for Christ. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Give me a moment, please. It's a little tired. Taking a little rest, and I really didn't take time to get anything together. It's been on my mind. What I'd like to put out there this evening. And it's all about believe and belief. Believe and belief. All right. Let's see what we got here. Excuse me. I have a disclaimer for the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guest, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, or other hosts, or advertisers. And again, I mentioned something about belief and believe. Belief and believe. Okay? Now, let's have prayer. And prayer this evening is going to consist of prayer for ourselves, prayer for our neighbor on either side, prayer for our family, prayer for our friends, co-workers, those that are working, and any type of situation that we need God to work in. I'm dealing with health issues, but I believe God and his promises that he made. And I'm truly joyful. You know, I'm not sad as I was when I first found out that I was supposedly having a treatment for prostate cancer. You know, it kind of got me at first, but I believe God to be true and man to be a liar. God is a healer. He redeemed us back to himself. So if he wants to heal us, we should have no problem with God healing us, if that is his will for our life in particular. But it doesn't matter. We believe God. We just have to believe God, you know. We have to believe God, y'all. If we don't believe God, how are we going to go from one place to the next? You know, his son came into the earth to die for all sin, past sin, present sin, future sin. And he dealt with the Jews, the Hebrews. He dealt with them. They were stiff-necked, and they didn't want to listen. They didn't want to act right. So what did he do? Paul became the minister for the Gentiles. Now, for Gentiles, Paul put it out there in the Word. He put it out there in the Word. Okay, so he was the minister unto the Gentiles. So if we are Gentiles, we need to read through what Paul talked about, and we can cross-reference, you know, and we can find out what the truth really is, and we need to. It says when you see the light, it means to walk therein. Walk therein. And I'm trying to do what I know to do or what I believe I know what to do, even though some things have been explained to me and the belief and the life that I thought it was all about. It's almost like completely different. Almost like completely different. So I have to act like I know. I have to do I have to do some research on this stuff. You know what I'm saying? I have a Bible. New International Version, and I have the Holy Bible, King James Version. You know, and I have to get to understand for myself, and what I don't understand, I have to ask God, and God doesn't give it to me right then. That doesn't mean that He doesn't want me to understand. I have to be in a position for God to give me what I need. You know, I don't get it all in one day. I'm not going to get it all in one year. You know, they got this thing about read the Bible in a year. Okay, now what you going to do from there? You read the whole Bible in one year, so what does it mean to you to read it in one year? That's just reading it, understanding it. It takes more than a lifetime. You know, whatever God wants us to have to understand, that's up to Him to give to us. It's not for us to read the Bible in a year and say, okay, all right, I got it now, y'all. That's not working. That doesn't work. No, that does not work. Does not work. But God, to God be the glory. You know, and I thank Him for those that are listening. I thank Him for those listening by phone. I thank Him for those that are listening by computer. And to God be the glory. You know, I was overwhelmed for a minute, but now I'm so like wide open, you know, me down. I don't live in a simple world anymore, so I can't let sin get me down, you know. I have to go with what God says, and if I want to be a part of it, I have to position myself in order to receive it, okay? Just like He told us, you know, if you want everlasting life, you have to be saved. In other words, you have to ask. You have to ask for salvation. You have to ask to be saved. You have to repent. First thing, we have to believe, y'all. There I go right back to that word. Believe and belief. We can say we believe all day. We never seen Him. And, you know, and there are times we get to a wall. We run into a wall, know which way to turn that we know of, and we almost want to go back, you know, and try something of our own. But no, that's not it. Well, we run up to the wall and can't go. No, we can't get over it, can't get around it. We can't go underneath it, you know. We have to ask God, because He is the creator of all things. Not necessarily Him putting the wall there, but that's a part of life. We have to ask Him to help us to maneuver around this thing. It could have been something that we caused in our own life that's holding us up, or it could have been just life itself, or the enemy putting something in our way, you know. But we are learning a lesson from each and every situation we run into in life for us not to do it again if it's our own doing. If it's the enemy's doing, we need to be aware. We need to be able to see these things coming, you know, and be able to maneuver around these, around these blocks and things that are in our way. Of course, things aren't going to be perfect. No, but we can work to get ourselves to that point to where we don't have to worry about our finances. You know, we don't have to worry about our health. Sometimes just the worrying makes people sick, you know, and then boom. Hey, come on, y'all. We got to wake up, understand and realize. Now, the doctors, they were put there, but it's not to say that they're all right. We have to get a second opinion, sometimes a third opinion, a fourth opinion. You know, we have to ask God, you know, was this, I'm just saying, I don't think we're going to be getting sick for nothing at all. No, I don't believe so. But these things happen in life because the enemy, he's in control of all these diseases and crazy stuff going on. And he uses people to work these things on other people. So we have to stay prayed up. You know, if we're on our dying bed and we're still able to move and talk and what, we need to get busy. We need to stay active. There's no laying down. You know, people, they talk about retirement. Retire from what? If you retire from a job, that don't mean you're going to stay home. If you're serving God, that means you got to get busy. It's not sitting at home relaxing because you don't have to go to a job. We have a job. If we're serving God, that is a job, you know, and that should be the main job. Well, we got a job where we work at to get paid or not. Working for Christ is a job, y'all, you know. We're supposed to spread the good news. And what is the good news? Believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We have to believe in that. We have to believe that there is a God and that he is a healer. He is a redeemer. You know, there's no sin that's worse than the other. Sin is sin. And from what I understand, Jesus Christ, he died on the cross for all sin in the past, present, and in the future. So if you're still sinning, that means you don't believe God. You don't believe Jesus Christ went to the cross. And what we have to do now, we have to not sin. That's what it is. We have to not sin. We know what sin is, you know. We have to not sin. And then too, if we do sin and don't know, we ask God, you know, or we just let him know. That was something I didn't know about. I sin, forgive me. And if there's something that we did do, all we have to do is ask. Forgive me, Lord, I'll try not to do that again. But all sin has been paid for. So we don't have to ask each and every day, forgive us for the sins we used to do. They're taken care of. We're just at the point to where we're not supposed to sin with our mouth, with our heart, or with our body, our hands. We're not supposed to sin at all. You know, serving God because he's the creator of all things. And I can't see myself serving evil. I did when I was out in the world, but I didn't realize and I didn't know anything about God and the truth, his son, Jesus Christ. He was raised from the dead, and he has all power, all power. There is no power that he does not have within himself. He has all power. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. I just got off the track a little bit there. So let's go ahead and pray. And, well, first I'm going to. Good evening, Margaret.
Good evening. How are you feeling today?
I was a little tired, but I get pumped up doing this ministry here, so I'm doing a lot better. Yeah.
That is so awesome.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Good evening, sis.
Good evening.
How are you?
I am doing great.
That sounds good. That sounds good. I was doing great when I got off of work, come home, and I happened to lie down, and that catches up with me. So I'm up and around and ready to get busy here. God was good to me today. He was real good to me. There were some things that were on my mind. I forced myself not to worry about it. It was going to work itself out, and it did work itself out, and I'm truly thankful for God doing that for me and doing it for my wife, you.
Good God.
God is good. Yeah, God is good.
All the time. All the time.
Yes, because I was starting to struggle for a moment there about, well, what were we going to do? You know, my wife, we have to do this. It was concerning finances. I said, well, you know, I got an issue sometimes with finances. So I believe the enemy uses those to keep me back, hold me down. But this time I just said, well, I ain't going to worry about nothing. I'm going to work with a smile on my face, do what I have to do, done prayed on this thing already, so I'm not going to worry about it. They didn't even think twice. I made a phone call and everything's fine. You know? And that's how they're serving God. There's no need to worry about nothing because we can't make it right, you know. We can't go back and fix it over the way we want it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can't. We just leave it to the Lord to keep it moving. You know?
Yeah. And
truly thankful. Yeah, truly thankful for God. Oh, anybody wants to start the prayer? This is a prayer for ourselves, our families, our loved ones, co-workers, if we're still working, the church, the leaders in the church, the leaders in the world. They need prayer also for God to lead them so that they can lead us, you know. And for the people in those foreign countries, the Sudan, North Africa, the Middle East, the Ukraine and Russia, even over here in Sweden and England, South America, North America, Central America, the Philippines, the Far East, China, Japan, Korea. There's trouble all over the world. And we're not, just because we live in the United States, America, land of the free and home of the brave, that doesn't mean a thing. We're suffering just like the next thing. But whoever wants to lead prayer, they can go ahead and get started.
So we come to you this evening. Can it be a great privilege to call on your name? We thank you, Father, for allowing us to just come together once again in your precious name, Jesus. Thank you for how you've allowed us to enjoy this beautiful day. We thank you, Father, for help and strength. We thank you for knowing that you are our Father and Jesus is our Savior, how he came to this old wicked world. And the religious leaders didn't even know who he was, but he died on that Calvary's cross for the sins of the whole wide world. And we thank you tonight because I received you into my heart and I know who you are for myself. I thank you, God, because you put love in my heart and he died for the whole wide world. Oh, God, it's up to us to receive you into our hearts. We ask you, Lord, tonight to look on the whole wide world. You know the needs of every person in this nation that you made. This is your world, Lord. Even though man have did so many wicked things, it's still your world. Look down on every nation, God, you have made. You know the needs of every country in this world, the people that's hurting, Lord. You know the condition, Lord. Oh, God, look down on every state, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy on those that are suffering, Lord. Those, God, that don't have enough food, Lord. Remember those, God, tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, the ones where the countries have been torn up by floods and tornadoes, God, and where they've dropped bombs and just have killed different ones, God. We ask you to have mercy, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, because you made this world, Lord, and this world is still yours, Lord Jesus. But man have taken it into their own hands, and they've destroyed so many lives, Lord. But God, you know every name. You know every person yet in this world. Oh, God, and you, Jesus, you died for the whole wide world. We ask you, God, to have mercy, Lord. Oh, God, in every soul, God, you know those that are yours, Lord, tonight. Remember the sick and the afflicted, God. Remember the bereaved families tonight, those that are hurting, God, where they've lost loved ones, God.
God. Oh, God, the young boys and the young girls that don't even know who their daddies and their families are. Father, remember them tonight. Oh, God, those, God, that are out on the streets and don't even have a home. Father, remember them tonight, Lord. Those, God, that's been abused, God. Remember them tonight, Lord. Those that don't feel like they wanted, God, by anybody. Father, you love them, God. Remember them tonight, Lord. Oh, God, help us to look to you at all times because you came, God, that we might have life and that more abundantly, Lord. Oh, God, we love you tonight, Lord. Oh, God, you said I come to seek and to save those that are lost. Oh, God, help us to open up our hearts more and more. Help us, God, to have compassion, oh, God, for people, Lord. Help us to have that yes. love, God, that you want us to have for one another, Lord. Oh, God, not thinking we're better than anyone, God, but let us have that compassion and love, God. Help us to be able to witness to the lost souls, God, that we might yes. win someone. Christ, God, blessing the hospitals, God, blessing the nursing homes, Lord, blessing the jailhouses and the prisons, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because there's so many, Lord, that's locked up, no doubt, for the wrong reasons, God. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord, tonight. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help us to be a witness, God, that we can help someone come into the fold before it's too late, Lord, because we realize time is winding up. Oh, God, we realize, Jesus, that you're coming back, Lord, for the church, God, without spot or wrinkle. Some may say I've been hearing that for years and years, but time is winding up. They turn down their building, Lord. So many things is happening that the Bible said that was going to happen, God. Happening right before our eyes, Lord. And it seemed like people fell asleep, Lord. They can't see the time it is, Lord. Just like the days of Noah, God. Oh, God, they was eating and drinking and giving in marriage and doing all those things. And when it began to rain, Lord, before it began to rain, you told Noah to go into the ark, and his family went in. The animals all went in, and Lord God, you shut the door. When it began to rain, that's when they realized, oh, God, that the rain was coming and it was too late. Oh, God, it's going to be like that again. Oh, God, it's going to be too late. But, Lord, you're giving mankind time now. To repent, oh God, of their sins. Oh God, but we thank you, God, for being long suffering, Lord. Help us, God, just to live the life. Oh God, time is winding up, and holiness is still right. It is still right because you're coming back, Jesus. Oh God, for your church without spot, wrinkle, any such blemish. And we thank you for the truth. Because we've been called the truth. Lord, lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, tonight. There's someone, oh, God, can see, oh, God, that they need Jesus. Oh, God, bless in the name of Jesus. We pray, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Okay, all right. Thank God for that prayer, sis. Really, thank you for that. Yes, wholeheartedly sounds like you really put yourself into it. Now, that's what we need. We need to just involve ourselves completely, you know. And that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. Believe or belief. Believe or belief, okay? And I was laying in there. I wasn't asleep. I was just laid back with my eyes closed, thinking, what am I going to speak on tonight? And it's almost as always that God gives us what we need to speak on. And
what it is I thought about it from the other day. I said, I believe, you know, as I was saying, I have health issues, and they told me one thing, but they don't want to schedule a test to see what's going on. They want me to wait a little while longer. I said, that don't sound right. So I stepped out on my own, which I have the ability to do. And I went, I'm going to my family doctor to schedule a test that they refused to give me. Not because I'm beholding to anybody but myself. And I believe in God. And I believe God, he has the power to heal. And I feel that God had told me once upon a time that I'm healed, you know. And that brought new conviction that God is real. And if we actually believe, you know, believe in God, we can't just say believe, okay, I believe in God, you know, and just lollygag through life. It's not going to work for us. You know, we wind up being lost when we think we're taken care of, or we're protected, or I'm saved, you know, I believe in God, yeah. No, but it costs for work. And as the word says on several occasions, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few, you know. Believe. Let's get that definition. Believe. Accept something as true, genuine, or real. And also is to have a firm religious conviction or to regard the existence of God as fact. Now, you know, we got people running around here all day talking about, I'm a Christian. Nah. If we're Christians, we have to live that life, Christ-like life. You know, it's not just a title. You know, they laid hands and prayed on me to become a deacon, an anointed deacon. You know, and I'm running around here trying to figure out what's a deacon. You know, what's my job? What am I supposed to do? You know, and it's real simple. A helper. Stephen was the first deacon. He was full of the Holy Ghost, and he was doing the will of God before they even, you know, they made him a deacon, you know, or they prayed and laid hands on him to be a deacon, and God approved of what he was doing, you know, and in my case, nobody told me anything. I asked one day. They said, oh, you're just a helper. If the pastor needs some help or at the church or whatever, you are there. You're the number one man, you know, the number two man behind the pastor. And I said, well, no, why would they do all that, lay hands on me and anoint me for me to just be a helper? But it goes a lot deeper than that, and I figured it out. It took a minute, but I figured it out. Wherever there's a need for help, I'm supposed to be right there, you know. And even though my pastor lives a distance from here, where I live at, I do show up every once in a while on occasion, and you know, go by and visit the pastor. It's not we're just going to hang out. No, go by and visit him. Then we might go to dinner or visit other members of the church body, but. To believe, you know, I believe God myself, and I believe God for my wife. I do. I truly believe God for my wife and her health. You know, I believe. I truly believe, you know, and I might be by myself on that, but I believe, you know, and I'm, you know, like I said earlier, the doctors are here for a reason, but you know, I always pray first. Lord, if you want me to go there, I'll go. You know, I'll go and see what's going on, you know, and whatever they prescribe, I'll pray over it, and I'll go through it. But after a minute, if I can't get no confirmation from them, I have to do what I got to do. I can't just go along with their program because they're
I might even be a number on a piece of paper, part of a study, you know. Oh, this medication is supposed to work. It works, you know, it's the best medication that works. I'm not like everybody else, you know. And the medication, it doesn't necessarily have to work in me like it works in anybody else. So if it's not really working, I'm going to speak up, and I'm going to take a course of action that suits me. But I'm going to pray to God first, you know, and let him lead me. Now we're not, I don't think the doctor's a Christian or nothing like that. But the word says two brothers, Christians, if they have issues, they need to settle before they go to court. Now, see, I'm not necessarily taking this doctor to court, but I just don't believe in his the way he's treating me. You know, I'm looking for something better because God told me one thing, doctor told me something else. So, you know, I just can't believe the doctor over God. You know, I have to believe in something. I have to believe in something. If I don't believe in something, I'll fall for anything. That's how that works. So I can't believe in God today, and then tomorrow, I got God on the back burner, you know, because I feel this and my thoughts, you know, and my mind is telling me this and telling me that. No, my mind can tell me anything because that's the battleground between the Holy Spirit and Satan and his little demons, you know. Thoughts just come on your head sometimes. You're not thinking about stuff like that. So we can't just depend on our mind. We have to depend on our heart and the word of God, the word of God. And that's why this ministry is called A New Beginning, A New Beginning. Can't keep on doing the same old thing each and every day. That's not a new beginning. That's the same old thing, you know. But Ambassador for Christ, we need to step on out and let people know about Christ. You know, on my job, it hadn't. Well, I talked to a couple of people about him already, but on your job, they just don't want you to stand up and, you know, in front of everybody or just, you know, just make rounds just talking about him. No, but I talked to ones that want to talk about him, and I have my client to the point to where when I put both of us, when we go on to the program and on the way back to home from the program, I'll pray again, you know. First in the morning, ask God, because I believe that he's going to do whatever his sons and daughters ask. And it's not too harsh what I'm asking. I'm just asking for a traveling mercy and a blessed day where we don't suffer any issues, you know. We make it safely through the day and then safely home. And in the afternoon, We thank God for bringing us through and blessing us throughout the day and looking after us as we do this and do that. And it's all good. And, you know, and I feel good in my heart. You know, I feel good. Not that I come home worried about, oh, what about this and what about that? What if I didn't do this right or do that wrong? Or what if there's an accident up the road and I got to sit in traffic and can't get home early? And no. Just go home singing, thinking about the Lord and scriptures or whatever else, and just keep my mind on that, you know. Yeah, but to God be the glory. I just had that on my mind. Believe, truly believe, you know. I'm Miss Margaret. Hey, back to you. About believing. Truly believing in God and not just off the top of our head, yeah, I believe, but we have to get it down in ourselves so that when situations
come, you have to go deep.
That word will step up for you and you don't have to get the scratch in your head and you know, and saying, oh, my God, I can't understand this. I just don't know. Believe, honestly believe. Just like if you go to work. You work all week. Now, each and every day that you work, now payday's Friday, each and every day you work, you believe you're going to get the paycheck at the end of the week.
Uh-huh.
You know? And it's the same as serving God. that God is going to keep us and bring us through or help us to go through whatever there is in life that we need help in, you know. So our belief system, trust, what is that? Our belief system is have confidence in something or someone. Have confidence.
Uh-huh.
Confidence. Now, that's a foundation right there. Belief. Our belief system has to be settled within us. You know, we can't be tossed and turned with every wind and doctrine that comes down the pike. You know, like the world, hey, the new fad today, new fad tomorrow. The word tells us there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. So what people are acting out on now, it's happening before. It happened before, you know. What's your take on that, Margaret?
Well, my take is, you know, wholeheartedly, I believe God for every day. And it's been so phenomenal being able to be in my position and to see where I'm at and to see where I came from. Because you got to trust and believe God no matter what. I truly, honestly can tell you from my perspective that I know I still cannot walk right now, but Lord's going to do it. He told me he's going to do it. He promised me he's going to do it, and he showed me he's doing it.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
So you just got to wait. You got to wait for the answers. You got to wait for the promise. You got to learn to wait.
Right.
There's no quickies or nothing with God, because God's going to do it in his time frame, not ours.
Mm-hmm.
So every night I say, Lord, your will, not mine. Your time, not mine.
That's right. That's right.
And Lord, please do it. Then I tell him, Lord, please do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Sis, what about you? Your belief system, how do you believe? Is it that you believe on Sundays and the Monday comes, something comes up, and you get worried, and the enemy got you stressed a little bit? How do you deal with that?
It's a process. It is a process, because we just have to learn to take God as his word and wait on the Lord. Because sometimes you do get discouraged, but we have to take what his word says, because his word says he heals. That I forget which scripture that is, where it says he forgives all our iniquities and he heals all our diseases. And God's word, so we have to, regardless if the pain may be there, but his word don't lie. And we know his word don't lie. So regardless of what it looks like, just we have to believe what his word says, even though it may not look the same. We have to believe what his word says. That's just like when you were getting back together. I had to go to Gastonia to pick you up at the bus station. I didn't say, well, I don't know if he's coming or not. I'm not going to go. He might not show up. No, I believe you was going to be on that bus. So I came to Gastonia to pick you up. I didn't doubt it, because I believed that you were coming on that bus at that time. And I was there waiting when that bus got there. So I had faith in what you said. We have to have faith in what the Word of God says the same way. If we don't know when he's going to do it, but we have to willing to wait on the Lord. Sometimes it may take surgery and to do what God has to do through our body, but he's going to do it. Just like I had that pinched nerve. It took surgery. But he still healed my body. So some things go through a doctor. Some things can heal automatically. But still yet, it's him doing the work. But we have to learn.
Amen. That's so true.
We do.
Yes.
Because it's him doing it regardless. He's still doing it.
That's right.
Yeah. He's using
whoever. You have to give him credit at all times. He's still doing it.
Yeah, he uses whomever. We know from Scripture that he used an ass. He used an ass to save a man's life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And see, we read about this stuff, and just because it's not happening in our time does not mean it may not happen, you know?
That's
it's happened before.
And he's still doing it.
Yeah.
I was reading, I think yesterday, was it this morning? I believe it was this morning. I was reading a story about when Martha and Mary's brother Lazarus died. And Jesus stayed 2 days. And he, when he got there, he'd been in the grave 4 days. And when he got here come Martha. He said, Lord, if you've been here, my brother would have died. And he said, he'll rise, he'll live again. He said, I know he'll rise again, you know, live again at the last days. And he talked to her, she went and told her sister, and Mary come and she said the same thing. And Jesus wept. He wept.
Yeah.
And then he said, where you laid? Martha said, well, he's been in the grave 4 days. They went to where they, you know, and Jesus said to him, said, the Father said, I know that you always hear me. But said, for these people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he called, he said, Lazarus, come forth.
That's right.
But that's us. We have to live the life. So we know when we pray, Jesus hears our prayer. But we have to present a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service unto Him. We have to live that life that we know that He hears us when we pray. You can't live any kind of way at 90 years. But when we know that we live in a clean, sanctified life, we know He hears our prayer. And we know He's going to answer because we have a petition that He'll hear us. And, He's going to answer our prayer. But we have to wait on the Lord.
We have to wait on His word. We trust in His word, and we believe in Him. But a human, humans want their cake and eat it too. You know, I want mine now. I don't want to wait. You know, but then when humans don't get what they want, they get all attitude. They start putting God down. You know what I'm saying? And then they sort of like start not believing. Oh, I ain't no God. He wouldn't do that for me when I asked Him to. You know. But see, God does not reward iniquity. He does not reward iniquity. No, He doesn't do that. So we have to separate ourselves. Now, He blesses everybody, but everybody is not a child of God. See, but the blessings come on everybody. But the world looks for God to bless them every time they get out. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't work. Because, they don't give God the glory.
And then look at Mary and Martha. They were friends of God, Jesus. But Jesus stayed there 6 days. And He told the disciples that Lazarus is sleeping. They said, well, if he's sleeping, he'd do as well. And then He had to tell them he's dead. But that you might... For you to, that God might be glorified. He knew why He stayed to it. He said, you might be glorified. And they saw what happened. He knew He was going to raise Lazarus back to life. He knew what He was going to do. And so they saw what Jesus did. See?
Yeah. It was for
God knows what He's doing. He knew what He's going to do. That God might be glorified.
And it's like Thomas. They call him Doubting Thomas. Now, see, all the disciples were together. They were still hiding out from the
The Sadducees and the Pharisees.
They were hiding.
Yeah, and here Jesus comes. He just appears in the midst of them, and Thomas is not there. And then they told Thomas, and Thomas said, "No, I'm not going to believe until I see the print in his hand and thrust my hand in his side." So they were all together. Once again, they were all together, and Jesus, he just appeared in the middle of them, and I think, what did he say? Peace be, no, not peace be still. He said, greetings. Did he say greetings?
No.
He said, I got that right here. I got it. Okay. Thomas, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. Now, after 8 days, it came again. The disciples were with them, and Thomas with them.
8 days.
Then came Jesus, the doors being shut and stood in the midst.
Peace be unto you.
That's right. Yeah. Then saith he to Thomas, because he knew what Thomas had said, and he told Thomas. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hand, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Believing. And I can't even think of the words right now. Escape me. Blessed are those,
those that have not seen but yet believe.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we have to put that belief up there, just like we have faith. You know, every man is given a measure of faith, but we have to build on that faith. We just can't say, well, okay, I got faith, you know, and then something jump off, they ain't got no faith. You know what I'm saying? But we have to build on what was given to us. We all have been given something within, and we have to build on it and work on it and make that thing grow within us with the Spirit, you know? And that's how we are kept. When the Spirit enters, we are sealed by the Holy Ghost or sealed with the Holy Ghost, and it is to lead and guide us into all truth. And believing is part of that. Believing is part of that. Having faith is part of that. But, you know, for me, the main thing, believing, because there's sometimes my mind don't want to believe, you know, and it's because the enemy is playing with my head, you know. But believe, and I just talk about that believe every day. You know, I tell the Lord, Lord, I believe. And I believe for other people. I believe for my wife. I believe for the members in our church, Father God. I believe for the ministry of our church, our sister pastor and our pastor. Even though he's sickly, like, I still believe, you know. And if God doesn't heal him, it's God's will. And I can't go beyond that, just like me. Well, what the doctor say I have, I can't go beyond that, but I still believe God. No matter what they say, I believe God. And, you know, I can't get away from that, because if I don't believe God, that means I'm an unbeliever, you know, and my future's in hell. Yeah. And I have no part in none of that. Rewards, no crown, you know. So I have to believe, and I have to let other people know you have to believe. You know, I haven't seen him. You haven't seen him, but we have to believe that he is there because he created all things.
And we do, because we believe he's believed enough to save us.
That's right,
Save us. And that's who he was talking about when he told Thomas, blessed are those that have not seen but yet believe.
But
he was talking about us. Because we haven't
seen
Jesus with a natural eye, but through faith, we believe.
No.
So that's
spiritual.
That's faith right there. We believe enough that we receive them into our heart.
Mm-hmm,
I thank God for that, because I know that he rose from the dead, because he lives on the inside of me. I know he
did. Amen. lives on the inside of me. Praise God.
Yes.
And I believe him back for his church. Why? Because he lives on the inside of me. You know.
Amen.
And if you don't believe that, we're not going to be able to go back with him. He's alive and he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for him. Yes, he is.
And that's one of the one of the major components. That's one of the major components of being saved. You know, of being saved. We have to believe that we can be saved no matter what we did in the world. It ain't the worst thing than nobody else. A sin is a sin. And as
sin
I said earlier, Jesus Christ, he died for all sin, past, present, and future. But we have to separate ourselves from the world so we don't sin.
That's right. The world
is based on
That's why I pray that prayer, Lord, forgive me for the sin or omission and permission. Because we don't know if we're going to wake up in the morning when we lay down at night. That's the Lord, search my heart. Turn the searchlight from heaven on my soul. Because the Word of God says the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know
who
it?
Yes, it does.
The Word of God can search it. So we have to pray and ask God, Lord, you search my heart. If there's anything in there that shouldn't be, you take it out and strengthen me.
Yes.
Because I want to be holy, both soul and body. And he'll do it.
We got about 5 minutes. I want to ask the brother if he has a comment or he's just listening tonight.
How's everybody doing this evening? I'm listening in. First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Says, and we also thank God continually because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe.
Yes.
So it's not the human part of man, which a lot of people feel that you can go to any and everybody and they're living in the world and they expect you to listen to the things that they have to say and things in life about what's right, what's wrong. We as believers have to go to the spiritual side of things.
People
like us that believe, that trust, and is living a holy, acceptable life before the Lord. And that's what we have to communicate with. When we communicate with the human world of the flesh, we end up in a bad state of mind because we can be deceived. We can be turned away from things in life. We start to think like they think, but we know when it comes to God, the more we study, the more we read it, the more we see things working in other people's lives and our lives as well, then we know. That's where that belief and that faith truly begins to get stronger and stronger. As we study and see God's word, and we see what God's doing for other people. We see what he's doing for us. And we always say, well, if he do it for them, he'll do it for me. And then we say, hey, what he's done for others, he'll do it for us. So that's where we have to keep that faith and that belief at. Not let the world deceive us into believing otherwise. It's all about God's word and the faith and the belief in our heart that he has given us that we have to hold on to. The world is trying to deceive a lot of people. The enemy's working 24/7 and overtime. But we know who we live for.
That is so true. We see how God works in other people. We want a part of that. So when we change ourselves up, change our lives, and we become believers, you know, we want, like I always say, you can't keep it unless you give it away. So the more and more we grow in the faith, we want to share that with somebody else because we know that that person ain't did nothing that I did. You know, I did it all. And even if he did, he did something that he still, you know. We,
and the thing is, too, brother, we don't see the undercover work that God's doing, but he's always working. On our behalf, we can't see it, but we believe it because we know that God is faithful at his word and his promises. He's still working even when we don't even see it, but we can see it through people. When we see certain people that God has brought through something, we see it then, but we don't know how God is working underneath the scene to change things around in each and every one of us's lives. But he is working.
He is, and it's a mystery. As it said in the word, it was a mystery before the foundation of the world, and for the Jews, it was most of the word is all about the Jews for our learning, but Paul was giving a message for the Gentiles, and it was hidden in God from the beginning, before the foundation of the world. And when Paul gave it out, Paul gave it to us just as simple as can be. We were grafted in, and we have that opportunity. And if we miss that opportunity and God gets his number, you know, he's looking for a number. Just like he knows how many raindrops fall every time we got a storm.
He knows.
And when that number is filled, that's it. No more grace. Grace period is over with. Done. Christ comes for his people, and then it's going to be something. That's right, while he may be back. While he may be back.
Yes, Lord, praise God, praise
God. We thank you, brother, for your comments. Thank you for that scripture. I like for others to come, you know, just throw a scripture on out there, and, you know, we can feast on that, you know. But I appreciate that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
God be the glory.
The message was, the message, believe. We have to believe. The more we believe, it builds and it gets stronger. And it gets stronger. And before you know it, ain't too much going to phase us because our belief is in Christ. And he has everything covered. Ain't nothing out there that he don't have, there's nothing hanging out there going to harm us that he has got it covered for us. So this is doing. It has been proven, and we have seen it happening to other people that God works for those that loves him. So the more and more we love him and get the word to live that life, we'll be able to have that smile on our face 24/7, no matter what happens.
God be the glory.
Okay, we got about 30 seconds. Miss Margaret?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to take us out in prayer, please?
Yes, sir. Most heavenly cause. Lord, I thank you for this great afternoon this evening. Lord, thank you for us being able to be together. Thank you for all the comments. Thank you for the wonderful prayer that we had at the beginning. So thank you for each and every person that's on this line. So please bless each and every one. Lord, the struggles, the pain, the suffering, Lord, remove them. Lord, for all the sick and shattered, for all the depressed, the damaged, the homeless, the jail, Lord, please go to each and every one of them. Lord, help them and rule about it with them, Lord. And Lord, for all the issues that Dickie is having, Lord, fix them in Jesus' name. Lord, this I pray in the mighty, holy, gracious name of your glorious, gracious Son. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Home family. Shalom.
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 Shalom. Amen. Amen.